Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
For my diet, I have to eat a whole lot of calories. And with that, if you're eating a whole lot of carbohydrates, if you use, you know, pancakes, pastas, pizzas, you can get real bloated. So I stay away from that. I eat a lot of rice, a lot of potato, red meat, fish. Stay pretty consistent with that. No alcohol. And, yeah, that's really it. It's called the vertical diet, if you're interested.
The vertical diet. Nice. He say no alcohol, John?
Yeah, that would.
Yeah, work. That's not going to cut it here.
Once I heard that, it was like, I don't need to hear the rest of this. It's a deal breaker.
I'm on the opposite, John. All alcohol.
Yeah, exactly.
Diet since I've been
here. We're a deal breaker.
This is Mike Golick.
Total deal breaker, man.
Lean and mean.
Boy, look at that.
He's right looking amazing.
Too, man.
It's because I'm worth more than my wife's still alive. So.
For now.
Feeding
keep
me
it
well.
That exactly. Way. Don't up the life insurance.
Yeah, once she starts feeding me bad stuff, I sleep with one eye open.
So we just heard from Lane Johnson, the great right tackle of the Eagles, talking about a vertical diet, doesn't drink alcohol, and a lot of rice. What are you working on here? You are lean.
I mean, we kind of all know what to do. It's just a matter of doing it, you know, eating right and moving, moving being the key. But I think it was right coming to the end of my career in like 93 where guys started worrying more about their diet. Supplements became, you know, started to become more of a thing. How you treated your body during the season and the off season became paramount. You know, we used to eat whatever I used to have a donut before every game. I mean,
before, you know, every game, yeah, a little sugar high.
Yeah. Well, at the home games, when my wife would come with me, we'd go to the wives' lounge where she would stay, and they'd have a big thing of donuts, and that's the last thing I'd grab before I headed down to the locker room. Now, guys have personal chefs; they treat their bodies so much better, which makes sense. I mean, your body is the reason you're playing. So why not take care of it? And guys take care of it very well.
The great Mike Golick, he's going to be on sidelines for Westwood One. We will have all the coverage right here on KNBR, the Esports Center, all throughout the Super Bowl. We were just talking about this, and I know you're doing the rounds right now, and so you've been asked this question, but the defensive line you guys have with the Eagles,
yeah,
I think it was better. This one's really deep, so they're obviously a big difference. We're talking Reggie White and Jerome Brown. I mean, that was a hell of a line.
So early in the week, I had a chance to sit down and talk with Hassan Reddick, who, you know, led the way with 16 sacks for them, three others with 11. I mean, it was crazy. And he went to Temple. He was a Philly fan growing up, but didn't really know of us because he wasn't born then. You know,
right.
More it was the more
oh,
the
man, doesn't
the,
that hurt?
I know.
What do you mean you weren't born?
But he wasn't. It was more of the McNabb era, yeah. You know, that he right. Followed as a kid growing up. But you're right. You mentioned it. You know, Jerome, Reggie, Clyde Simmons, Mike Pitts, Seth Joyner. But these guys, look what they did, 70 sacks. 70 sacks, four with 11 or more, not just straight-up rushing. They run stunts really well. So, obviously, this is, I think the over-under is 3.5 for sacks in this game, and I'd probably take the over. What a job for the Kansas City O-line. Now, you'll probably see Mahomes get rid of the ball quicker in this game than he has.
Yeah.
So when you look at the sacks, 70 sacks this year, the third most in the history of the NFL. They only started to keep, you know, sacks as a stat since 82.
Which is ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous. I mean, how many would Deacon Jones have?
I mean, just
probably
crazy.
More than Bruce Smith. But anyway, so shockingly, the 85 Bears is not one. The 84 Bears is one. The 85 Bears is two.
Right.
Which leads to Buddy Ryan.
Yeah.
When he came to your team in Philadelphia, and it seems like you guys have always had great pass rushers in Philadelphia. How did that change the pressure front when Buddy came in with the talent you had?
If you're a defensive player, you love playing for Buddy because you just attack. All you do is attack. Hit everything on the way to the quarterback. And then gang tag. Remember, this is back when you could hit the quarterback. You could land on the quarterback. You could ragdoll a quarterback. And we had guys that could do that. So we were a menace. No, when I say we, those guys, you know.
I mixed in
occasionally. But those guys were incredible one-on-one rushers to watch. Moving Reggie White up and down the line to try and find the weak spot, you know, was an amazing thing to do and to watch him in action. But you have to give these guys their due of how deep they are, how they can roll guys in. I mean, we're mentioning four guys with 11 or more sacks, and we haven't even mentioned Fletcher Cox.
Right.
He wasn't one of those guys, but we know he can push the pocket. Then you bring in to help against the run, and Dominican Sue and Linville Joseph, you know, to help there. So it is kind of like the Rams last year. They started bringing guys in that said, okay, we're all in for this year. And it paid off for the Rams last year.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The great Mike Golic is joining us, Westwood One, which you'll hear right here on the Esports Leader, the Super Bowl, and Mike will be on the sidelines for it. Just help us here, okay, because we're still kind of hurting. This is the second consecutive year we've gotten the NFC Championship game and got beat. The difference this year was, okay, we were up 10 against the Rams, and it happened.
Going to the fourth quarter,
right,
up 10.
But at this one, 49ers fans feel like, God, we didn't get an opportunity to really play this game. My counter to that, as unpopular as it is exactly what we're talking about. I think the Eagles have the best offensive line in the league, and I think the depth of that defensive line. I'm not saying the 49ers wouldn't have a chance, but if it's one in the trenches where I think you believe it's one, the Eagles were, probably going to still win that game.
The Eagles were better on both sides there, but as I said, going into championship weekend, the NFC is more complete than the AFC. Both San Francisco and Philly were more complete teams than Cincinnati and Kansas City. But Cincinnati and Kansas City have Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes, which helps them. So then, I mean, what a shame. I mean, Brock Purdy, now I had called the game before against Dallas, and in that first half, they were shutting down that San Francisco offense. The running game, Brock Purdy was – we were always wondering, is Brock Purdy ever going to look like a rookie? And he was struggling early on in that game, and then they got the running game going in the second half with McCaffrey and Mitchell. And that really started to wear down Dallas, and they got that win. So we were wondering, all right, in this game against Philly, how's Purdy going to deal with the pressure? And we saw it was the pressure that eventually knocked him out of the game, you know. And then, unfortunately, I don't know what the expectation is when your backup, in this case Josh Johnson, comes in, who literally is your fourth quarterback, and then gets his head rammed off the turf, and he's out. You're like, what the hell? You know, what are we going to do? We're bringing in our Purdy again just to hand the ball off down 21, 28 points. You know, you're done. And it's a shame because I was really looking forward to that game, a lot of it because of Purdy and San Francisco's defense. Biggest difference is you had Bosa with 18 and a half sacks, and your next closest, I think, was 5.
Yep.
So it wasn't spread out as even as Philly was.
You obviously played in Philadelphia a long time. You know the area there well.
Yep.
So our the 49er fan base, you know, Kansas City took a Super Bowl away, the 49ers, Super Bowl 54 right. on the 3rd and 15. The Wasps played a Tyreek. But the venom that a lot of the 49er fans felt going to the Link for Championship Sunday, and after the game they went over to the 49ers hotel and started to go at it the way the game ended.
Right.
it's what's hard. And I think Philadelphia is going to win this game, but I think for the Bay Area, it's hard to get behind the Eagles because of the Philadelphia fan mentality.
So
explain that to us, because you were there, you know it.
Most of my career, 6 years of my career, was in Philly, and I loved the fans. They're blue collar. I was kind of blue collar guy. They're very passionate, very loyal. Probably a little overboard at times.
Now, a little.
When I was there, I played the vet, the old 700 level of some of the
700
people
club. I know.
And listen, a lot of it, I was not a fan of. If you wore the other team's jersey in there, it was going to be trouble for you. I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of any kind of physical abuse at all. The stands, you're there to watch a game, but Philly can be tough. Be a tough place to watch. They're going to say what they want. They're going to do what they want. They're going to egg you on. I mean, it's definitely kind of a rough situation for them. But again, I love them, but I can understand why people may have a problem with them.
Do we have a feel yet? Is there more green going to be here on Sunday or red? Do we felt that out yet?
No.
It's too early in the week.
Yeah, probably too early. You know, it'll probably hit more Thursday. Really, Thursday it starts. The Friday and Saturday it's bedlam. I mean, you can't get anywhere. I'll be interested because a lot of the events that are going on, you know, from Shaq's party to Gronk's party is all – I have a house out here. It's like 10 minutes from my house. So I'll get a better view in the next couple of days of who are – you know, who has more fans. And if it's more Philly fans, buckle up, Arizona, because it's going to be interesting.
By the way, you just mentioned this and it jogged my memory. You started your radio career here.
Yes.
And you did a show with a guy named Bruce Jacobs.
Yes, I did.
And I – was a young broadcaster.
Not that young.
All right, all
young.
Right, easy.
And I,
I'm not that
young. And I would listen to you guys in the morning, and then all of a sudden you were on ESPN, and, you know, the rest is history. But,
back in 95, I retired, or I should say the league retired me. When all the teams don't call, you're retired.
You're retired.
People always say, when did you retire? I said, no. The league retired me.
That's a good point.
But, yeah, 95, I worked with Bruce for a couple of years.
I remember that.
I still talk with him. He has a show. I still go on it out here locally occasionally. We got along really well. Good
I forgot
dude.
About that.
Yeah.
Westwood One Sidelines. By the way, are you doing another show? I was just looking on your
I do DraftKings.
Yeah, cool.
I've been working with them, do a podcast with them with a young lady named Jessica Tana who went to Notre Dame. She graduated the same year as my daughter, so there's a great generational gap there where she mocks me for being old and that whole thing. But, we have a great time doing pod together.
Hey, have a great job. I know you all have a lot of fun, but thank you, man. It's always good to talk
to you.
Thanks.
Good seeing you, Mike.
Mike Golick. Westwood won, and he'll be on the sidelines. And, of course, great history with the Eagles in that defensive line. Woo, are they good. Good to see you.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.